Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Look at your smug face being able to say that correctly in the first go.
Sophie has some problems with the word hypocrisies because she is Danish and they don't have that word.
But it's
word
not
there.
Just that. It's because you have to say the whole thing. Like, 21st century feminists.
It's a lot. I hear you. I hear you. In a second language, it's painful.
But I can't keep using that as an excuse.
No. You keep using it as an excuse. Or blame the patriarchy.
Oh, that's fair enough, though.
Always
that's
good.
That's fair enough.
Always
patriarchy
good.
And their S's at the end
Let's
of words.
Just say woo if you've blamed the patriarchy this week.
Woo!
Come on. Say woo if you are the patriarchy.
Woo!
Well done. So there was a man in the second row there, very happy about it. Very happy. You look like you might be a baby boomer, sir, are you?
I am.
Yes. You're responsible for Brexit as well as the patriarchy. No. His wife is shaking her head and she's saying, no. We voted Remain. He's winking at me going, I voted Leave. Now, but that's what marriage is for. Lying. Knowing you've lied. You both know the other one has lied and nobody really wants to rumble that because real estate's expensive.
Now, are you projecting?
No. I'm married to the producer of this show. So if things go wrong with my marriage, this show is over. Frankly.
A man's in charge of this show.
No, that's not the case at all. I'm joking. That is a joke. But what I am saying is what happens at the fringe stays at the fringe.
It would be over. If he wasn't producing it.
Oh, well,
we would still be sitting at brunch going, one day we should do like a podcast.
That is true. No, he's the one that gets it out Monday at noon. Every single Monday, there's something out at noon. And he also keeps showing me graphs of the listening figures, like constantly graphs. Like he'll be like, look at this. And it's just sort of like peaks like that. And I don't really know what it means, but I go, that looks really good. And he shows me a graph like almost every day. His enjoyment of this is mostly graph based. He enjoys the jokes, but he likes the graphs a lot more.
I wish I was married. Sounds exhilarating. Tell me more.
He also shows me pie charts.
I mean...
Oh, hello.
People up there.
Oh, hello. Well, you can see the top of our heads. We will try and look up occasionally to take you in. But you are in what is known as the gods. So you have a sort of bird's eye view. No pun intended, of the proceedings. And who's behind the curtain today? Sound engineer?
Oh, hello.
Oh, what's your name?
Graham.
It's another G. We've had Greg, Gary and Graham. Every day there's a different man
standing
with
G. Wasn't it the first Graham, wasn't it?
Oh, Graham, have you been here before?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God, three different Grahams?
Look, he's behind. He's paying no attention to the man behind the curtain. We don't see him. We don't get to see him. Just a voice from behind the curtain. We don't know.
Hello, Deborah.
Hey, Soph.
Are you on your period?
I'm glad you've asked. I have actually just finished my period.
Me too.
Really?
Have we synced?
I'm sure we've synced. I mean, that's we've done so many guilty feminists. I can only imagine our periods immediately collaborated.
I think I stopped mine. Like, mine's usually 6 or 7 days. But then after 3 or 4 days, I was a bit drunk. And then I just took out my tampon and I was like, be it what it may. And then it just didn't, it just stopped.
Did you will your period to stop?
I think
by pulling out your tampon and saying, be it what it may.
Yeah, that's the magic word.
So listeners, that's an incantation you've heard here at The Guilty Feminist. If you want your period to stop, just say, be it as it may.
Yes.
Pull your tampon out and get on with your day. And apparently, according to Sophie Hagen, nothing more will happen.
Never bleed again. Hopefully.
Never bleed again.
I'm afraid that my period got just like offended.
And then it's waiting
for its revenge.
Fine.
I'm going to be on some bus in white pants and...
Oh, shit.
It's going to explode.
How often do you really wear white trousers?
I never wear trousers in general. But...
So it's just not going to happen. Yeah. I mean, don't wear white trousers now because then it'll know.
Yeah.
I finished my period a bit early this time. I think sometimes my periods are a bit lighter and shorter as I get older. Yeah. When I was in my 20s, my periods were very, very painful and heavy and went on for freaking ever. And as soon as they were over, they came back.
Right.
And it does get better.
Yeah, well, they disappear eventually, don't they?
Yeah, but I don't want that to happen either.
Why?
Because other bad things happen when you hit menopause. I'm not looking forward to menopause. And psychologically, I think, you think, oh, God, what's happening? Like, am I into the twilight years? And also, I've heard terrible stories of hot flushes and your skin changes. And...
Yeah, I'm quite excited about that.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, so if I ever meet you and you're just sweating, I'm like, aha, now I know how old you are.
Well, you don't, though, because some women get their menopause very young. I know women have had their menopause in their 30s.
That's exactly what 40s. I would say to someone who is about to figure out how old I am. Sometimes when I have my period, not when it hurts, but if I have my period and I just have, and I'm just alone all day and I don't have to do anything and I don't have to shower, I can just wear my pyjamas and lie in bed, I quite like it.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There is a sort of comfort in the pain because it gives you permission to take a day off.
That too, but there's also just a connection with your body. Like, I'm so within my body when I have my period. It's just, you can just feel it taking over, doing whatever it needs to do, and I just can't really control it. And
so it makes you mindful?
Kind of, yeah. In touch with my vagina. I know it's not the vagina that bleeds. What is it? The ovaries.
You heard that first here, Guilty Feminist listeners. Sophie Hagen is in touch with her vagina monthly.
Monthly.
Monthly. Not to be taken out of context.
Please do. And can someone take that out of context and make me a ringtone of me saying that?
Touch with her vagina. Touch with her vagina.
Oh, excuse me, that's my manager.
I touched her with my vagina. That's how it's going to come out in the inevitable giffy meme.
Well, you can just take that from a Trump quote, can't you? I bet he said that at some point.
I expect he said it on a bus. So what's your period challenge? Because we are going to be talking about the period.
So I feel like I'm quite open and, I guess, feminist in terms of my approach to periods. But I'm going to figure out what I'm not feminist about. There must be something that I'm kind of holding back.
Okay.
And that's what I want to figure out.
Okay.
You know, I think I've reached a point where I don't really care about dropping a tampon on the floor of a cafe or even really, you know...
Inserting one on the floor of the cafe.
Oh, if I could squat, that's exactly what I'd do. Just place it in an upright position.
Just to be clear, listeners, I would not.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I have, speaking of tampons, have not been able to use them. Because I am quite, how do I put this, tight. And in fact, and I know this is true, this isn't just me being a numpty with tampons, because the gynecologist has to use a special speculum because I'm small. They need I'm very small.
I know vaginas can and should come in all sizes, and no size is good, but it still sounds a bit like a humble brag.
It is isn't. I know it's so not. Annoying not to be able to use tampons.
I know it's not. But it sounds like, oh, you know that, you know when the guy can't just have
the
to use
irony
a spectral, spectral
of what outside. On my body is thin is so ridiculous. I'm small in areas no one can see. I have a thin womb lining, listeners. No
do you,
one's.
Do you
is, that, unfortunately, that's not high fashion.
Does that mean? Does that affect your ability to fart with your vagina?
I am afraid this is going to have to be edited out.
No!
I will never, ever answer that. And that's... Tom, edit that out. It's horrible.
That's a relevant question. I think everyone was thinking that.
Nobody!
Because it must have to do with how much air is...
So, because I am not gifted in the tampon area, I'm going to, and I can't believe I'm telling you this, because this is quite private, isn't it? But whatever. We might as well change the name of this podcast to Too Much Information.
Absolutely not. This is not even enough. If you don't want to tell me if you can pussy fat, this is not too much information.
My God. My challenge is I'm going to try a moon cup.
Yes.
And whenever I say moon cup, I want to go mooncup.com. But that is in fact moon pig, because there's a famous advert for a make your own cards. Moonpig.com. Right. So that you can send your gran a card with a picture of you on it.
Right.
I don't think there's a mooncup.com. It can't be personalised. They don't send you a moon cup with a picture of you at the beach on it.
With a picture of Trump on it and just bleed on it.
I feel you'd be allowing him to grab your pussy. That would be real.
True. I think it's the ultimate victory for him.
That's
a good point.
No, although he wants non-consensual, so I suppose in a very real way you are taking back ownership of it. But anyway, that's not what I'm doing, listeners. I am, in fact, going to get a moon cup and see if I can insert it and use it, because A, it's more environmentally friendly. B, it is the way forward as much as it's... they're definitely trying to deliver this idea into parts of the world where... it's economically impossible for women to buy tampons all the time.
It's nothing but the best thing in the world. Like, if all women started using them...
If that was the new way of doing it, that would be the best. But I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm...
Disgusting tampon companies who are making millions.
But they look quite big, Soph. And if I can't even get a tampon up there, I'll be very interested to see. So I'm going to give it a try.
Yes.
And I will let you know how I got on.
Wait, what do you then use?
Pads.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even remember...
I didn't remember pads.
What, even on... At night you don't use pads or a heavy flow? You never use them?
No. I just use tampon extra, extra, extra large, heavy flow, super, almost kitchen roll kind of...
I think pads are much more relaxing.
Well, I only wear thongs for some reason.
You don't?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You wear thongs?
Yeah.
I never saw that coming.
What, really?
No.
Why?
Because you're increasingly a feminist presence in my life.
Yeah.
And I sort of think feminists wear big pants. Because they're more comfortable.
Well, I think... I've only ever worn thongs, I think, since I was like...
Feminist? Well, listen.
I know nothing about...
Obviously lots of feminists wear thongs. Obviously. This is obviously a whole other discussion.
No,
but
I'm
obviously,
very intrigued.
Tom's definitely going to edit this out, but I...
No, you shouldn't. I think everyone wants to know this.
Personally, well, a friend of mine years ago said she didn't think thongs were feminist because they go up inside of you. Men don't wear that. That's so you don't get a visible panty line.
Oh.
And men don't care about having a visible panty line.
Oh, I don't care about having a visible panty line.
Then I'm questioning whether they're more comfortable. I don't think they're more comfortable because it's going right up your bum.
Yeah, but that means they stay put.
They do.
Where with pants... Oh, like briefs. I don't know what you would call it in this country.
Knickers.
I don't know. They're kind of...
I don't know.
Never considered it.
My friend said she didn't think they were feminist. I said I didn't think Spanx were feminist.
Oh, yeah.
They're to confine you and they're sort of to lie about your shape. It's bullshit. It's just bullshit. I honestly feel like it's a patriarchal plot to make you not be able to breathe.
It 100% is. But we also get that everyone's been raised in a patriarchal society.
I think that specific one is about...
It's about control.
I have a real problem with it.
Well, it's like high heels. Women have to be in pain to be hot. And makeup and everything else is like a pain thing and waxing. And there's so much to keep women occupied so that they don't have time to become president.
Hashtag feminism. So we'll see you at the period episode next week, gang.
Yeah,
hashtag
do your,
feminism.
Do your own challenges as well. That's
please, and
tweet
and
us.
Please let us know what your challenges are. See you soon.
Bye.
I feel I need to know your name, so what's your name?
Tim.
I love you so much, Tim. You're so happy to be here. Sorry?
It's a great pleasure.
It's great. I thought you said it's a great present. I thought, God, is this your birthday present? Well, this is what my wife bought me for my birthday present. She said you should learn about feminism, and I'm very delighted to have it.
Hi, this is Sophie with a quick message. I am touring my new show in the UK and Denmark. Starting in October 2016, I will be visiting Newport, Newcastle, Frome, Selby, Wrexham, Leamington Spa, Harlow, Crawley, Aberdeen, Elgin, Lincoln, Aylesbury, Bristol, Brighton, Guildford, Maidenhead, Oxford, Liverpool, London, Copenhagen, Aarhus, Odense and Aalborg. Tickets and more information on sophiehagen.com. I can't wait to see you all there.
Tom, don't edit this out because it's interesting and people will like it.
Especially the vagina farting thing.
That's the bit you should edit out. That's the bit you should edit out.
It's a very important.
It's horrible. There's no episode on that ever.
You can just say, you don't even have to say it out loud. Just wink if you do.
Okay. Wink if I do what?
Fart with your vagina.
Oh my God, shut up!
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.